KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Well, if you haven't heard yet, a brand new programming coming to KLYT this weekend. And new to some, not necessarily to all, this radio ministry at one time operated another station that played most, if not all, of these programs. But starting at 7 o'clock Saturday mornings, Paws and Tales, brought to you by the folks at Insight for Living. At 7:30, it's Brinkman Adventures, and Adventures and Odyssey follows at 8 o'clock. And then at 8:30, we wrap up that Saturday morning block of family programming with the radio theater from Focus on the Family. So really looking forward to getting back to that starting this weekend. Have your family tune in and enjoy. And joining us from Brinkman Adventures, Ian Boltman. Ian, thanks for taking the time.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me, Steve.
Well, it's great to get reacquainted with you. I know you and I visited over a decade ago, I think, when Brinkman Adventures was just getting underway. And for those who may have listened when we were operating another radio station out of this ministry, remind people about Brinkman Adventures and what they'll find when they tune in Saturday mornings at 7:30.
Sure. Yeah, Brinkman Adventures is kind of, I like to tell people, it's a cross between the program called Unshackled, if you're familiar with that. It tells true Christian stories, dramatized stories, and then Adventures and Odyssey. So it's kind of like Adventures and Odyssey, but we tell more true stories about missionaries, mostly different organizations and people who are serving God with their gifts all around the world. So we do have some fictional stories, but for the most part, we're based a missionary based program.
All right. And actually, before we jump into more details, I wanted to play a short sample of what the audience will enjoy. Can you kind of set up this segment, this short example?
Well, sure. It's actually, I put it together yesterday. It's not finished. This is just the voices. There's no sound effects. There's no music. So we're in the process right now of putting together our 11th season. We have about 100 episodes. And in this particular scene, Jack Brinkman, the dad, is going to the dentist. He has a big piece of gauze wadded up in his mouth, and he's in a lot of pain. So that's this scene.
All right, here we go. Brinkman Adventures, coming Saturday morning to KLYT. Here's a taste.
Hello.
Hi.
You must be Jack Brinkman.
Uh-huh.
You look like you're in a lot of pain.
Bingo.
Take a seat, Jack. We'll be right with you.
Thanks. Meet Dr. Molly, our newest dentist. She can't be 12 years old. Don't let me get Dr. Molly.
Jack?
Oh, yeah?
Dr. Molly will see you now.
Dr. Molly?
You can follow me.
Where's Dr. Tim?
He's off today. Since you're in such bad pain, we wanted to get you in right away.
Oh, all right.
You can have a seat, and I'll take a couple of pictures for the doctor.
Thank you.
Okay, well, Ian, I think that's something we can all kind of relate to, any of us who spend any time in the dentist chair, right?
That actually happened to me. So the Brinkman family is, we say that family is fictional, but the missionary stories are true, based on real people. But the fictional family, there are out of our own lives, our own kids. And last year, and through season 11, we detail Jack's dental journey. You relate to.
Well, you know, as I think back to all the years now that you've been doing Brinkman Adventures, I have to imagine you've got some great stories of you know, hearing from the listeners. What kind of things can you share as far as people who have been regularly tuned in and how it's impacted their lives?
Boy, our mission statement is to inspire the next generation of missionaries, or another way to say it is the next generation of Christian world changers. And we've had so many people come to us, kids, and say, I feel like God is calling me into service. Some service because of these stories that I heard. And that's our goal. That's why we do Brinkman Adventures. We want to inspire people by telling true God stories that are from the lives of people who are serving right now. So I've seen a lot of way. It's just been super exciting and humbling, but it keeps us going.
For those who haven't found it yet, since we started talking, BrinkmanAdventures.com. If the listeners are going there, Ian, what are they going to find?
So we do sell the people who want to own them in the personal library. But for your listeners who are listening on the radio, you're going to want to come to the listen page, the real story page. And on that page, we have specific pages for most of the episodes. And you can drill in and see where did this happen, and who are the real people this is about, what details do we have to change, the drama or the time or protecting identities. But they can learn a lot more by coming to the website and reading, because like I said, these things are based on true stories.
And, you know, right there on the page, you know, you can see the kids with the RV in the background. You can listen to some of this, this upcoming Saturday's that includes is the RV a regular character?
Yes, it is. So like I said, the Brinkmans are based, the family is based on our experiences and our family, and we travel a lot for the ministry. And so in season 10, the Brinkmans get caught up in this this fictional RV race with another family across the country. It's kind of the greatest race. They don't know who the family is. The identities are hidden, and they have to find different checkpoints and figure out where they're racing across the country and these disasters that happen along the way. But the point of the story is to deal with apologetics and the truth of the Bible. We have a lot of kids today in church who are walking from their faith, and we wanted to address that directly and talk about how God's word is be trusted. And so they run into different people along the way. Ken Ham does a little cameo for us, and he talks about the flood and how the flood actually happened. They meet an archaeologist named Joel Kramer, who you can watch on YouTube. He has a great channel, Bible Expedition, on YouTube. So they meet these different characters who help just fortify and build support for the truth of the Bible when it comes to archaeology and science. So yes, that's season 10.
Okay, and as you mentioned, they'll find a lot of that information under Real Stories tab at BrinkmanAdventures.com. But as you mentioned, there's a store. You can also, on the About tab, you get a better feel for the why, the vision of Brinkman Adventures. There's a place for you. Now, how does the podcast differ from what you might listen to on the radio?
So the podcast, we haven't updated that since COVID. Our main, well, the two people who did a podcast, one is working for a mission organization right now, my sister, heading up a training portion for this organization. And then the other guy, is a dear friend of ours, and he recently had a heart attack. And so he's unable to continue the podcast, but we do have a number of episodes, and those episodes interview the people that we feature. So for instance, we do several episodes on Dave Eubank in the Free Burma Rangers. And so Dave comes on and talks about what really happened in that story and what it was like.
And for our listeners here that may ring a little bit familiar, Dave Eubank has worked with the Reload Love, part of the ministry at Calvary Church Albuquerque, reaching out to children impacted by terrorism, and they've done work there. So if that rings a little familiar with our audience, but I would encourage them to go to that podcast, because it's timeless truths that are being discussed, and another great resource for the whole family. Ian, I want to throw it back to you to make sure there isn't anything else about Brinkman Adventures that we've left unsaid that you want to make sure the audience knows before we leave them with an encouragement to tune in Saturday morning.
Yeah, well, first I want to thank you guys for airing the program. You know, our team spends most of its time making these shows, and if it wasn't for radio and people like you guys and your station a lot of people wouldn't hear it. And so thank you for having me on, and thank you for playing the show. We love what we're doing. When we started Brinkman Adventures, I had this idea, if kids hear real missionary stories, they're going to be inspired to be missionaries. And so that kind of came full circle as we interviewed more people and told more stories. My vision or my perception of missions changed, and it actually grew, because I began to encounter people who were paleontologists who were using that as an avenue to do missions. Doctors who were using their gift for the Great Commission for reaching people for Christ. And I realized that God wants to use each one of us, our skill set, to impact the people around us and lead them to Christ. And so now today, Brinkman Adventures went from kind of the classical missionary, maybe the translator or somebody who's overseas sharing the gospel, to everyday people, filmmakers, and people who work on the internet, whatever, but they're using their gifts for God. And that's kind of, so Brinkman Adventures has kind of changed in a way, and we're telling stories that, for instance, we're working on season 12 right now, and we're working with a guy named Joel Salatin, and Joel has this amazing, amazing ministry. I would call it a ministry. It's a business too, where he's a farmer, and he farms in a holistic way and kind of a biblical way, I would say. And he's a Christian, and he's using that to reach people for the Lord. So Brinkman Adventures is just fun. We hit all kinds of different topics, whether it's Dave Eubank and just high energy, you know, missionary who was a warrior, to people who are translating things, to people who are smuggling Bibles. And so there's something for everybody. I think your listeners will enjoy it.
All right. Well, it's an exciting radio show. It tells true modern missionary stories through the fictional Brinkman family, as we mentioned, and each episode contains a biblical theme, lesson, and compelling drama. It's going to keep you on the edge of your seat. Saturday morning, 7:30, starting this Saturday on KLYT. Ian Boltman, thank you so much for all the work you do there for the Brinkman Adventures, and thank you for your time.
You bet. Thanks for having me, Steve.
And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.